5. Ethics. Dialogue. There is no doubt that the question of ethics is one of the most complex which man can face.
If he faces it at all, that is.
Well, you could be right. Far too many people go out of their way to avoid the ethical consequences of their actions.
So, what's your interpretation of ethics?
To me, the root of all ethical behaviour lies in understanding the differences between right and wrong.
By that, you mean a person's honesty?
Yes, that's right. Honesty goes to the core of one's character.
But why is right and wrong such a problem for so many people?
Well, whether we know it or not, whether we believe it or not, every one of us lives our life according to philosophy.
So, what does that mean in terms of right or wrong?
Well, if your problem is survival, then it is easy to justify your actions for stealing. On the basis, it's the only way you can get what you need to live.
But stealing is wrong.
To you, it might be. You have a job and you can buy all the things you need. What if your circumstances were different?
I still wouldn't steal. It's just not right.
There you are. You have a different philosophy to that other guy. You think differently because of your circumstances.
So, what you're saying is that it's okay to steal if you think it is.
No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that the destitute guy doesn't see it as wrong. He probably doesn't even see it in terms of right and wrong. To him, it's a necessity.
But that doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't. By accepting standards of society. But some people don't live by those standards.
So what determines right and wrong?
That, unfortunately, is the quandary that faces all mankind. It depends on culture, it depends on religion, it depends on survival, and it depends on human nature.
So, how is anyone to know the difference between right and wrong?
I guess the simplest answer is to treat your fellow man the way you would like to be treated yourself.